This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. The headlines first. Home Minister Balkrishna Khan says government will take action into Darsula incident based on probe committee's report. Health Ministry unveils 23-point policy commitment and action plan focusing public health concerns. More than 3,100 new cases of COVID-19 reported in Nepal today. 23 corona-related deaths confirmed today as well. And Afghan President Ghani presents security plan amid growing threat from Taliban. Now the news in detail. Home Minister Balkrishna Khan has said that the government's serious attention has been drawn towards the incident of Darsula district. Nepali national Jay Singh Dhami went missing while crossing the Mahakali River using improvised cable bridge last Friday. Addressing the National Assembly meeting today, Home Minister Khan said a five-member probe committee under the coordination of Joint Secretary of the Home Ministry has been formed to investigate into the incident. The Home Minister further said the probe committee had been assigned to submit the report of the incident within 10 days. He said the government would take decisions based on the report of the committee. Home Minister Khan further informed that the search operations had been launched by both sides of Nepal and India to find out missing Dhami. And Sashastra Sima Bal SSB officials of India are alleged to have cut the cable as Dhami was halfway on the rope. Meanwhile, Home Minister Khan said the government was committed to protecting the lives of people and facing the challenges posed by the natural disasters. Home Minister Khan informed the Upper House about the incidents of rain-induced disasters across the country, including of Sindhu Palchok district. The Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee of the Parliament has said its serious attention has been drawn towards the Darsula incident. The committee's meeting held at Simadarbat today directed the government to provide relief and compensation to the family of Dhami. And similarly, the committee also held discussion with the National Human Rights Commission regarding the commission's duties and task implementation status. The report related to the Standards, Weight and Measurement Fifth Amendment Bill 2076 has been tabled at the National Assembly. Legislation Management Committee President Parshuram Meghe Gurung presented the bill in today's National Assembly meeting. The National Assembly session has unanimously passed the proposal to endorse the Nepal Air Service Authority 2076 Bikram Sambat and Nepal Civil Aviation Authority Bill 2076 Bikram Sambat. The Ministry of Health and Population has made public a 23-point policy commitment and action plan on public health and pandemic control. Making public the policy commitments and action plan today, Minister of State for Health and Population Umesh Rastra said 10.2 million doses of anti-COVID-19 vaccines would arrive in Nepal by mid-October. Nepal has already received 9.7 million doses of the vaccines. And the State Health Minister Rastra further said 6 million doses of Berosil and 1 million doses of Covishil under the procurement of and 1.6 million doses of AstraZeneca under the grant of the government of Japan would arrive Nepal soon. He also said that a decision would be taken in consultation with Education Ministry regarding publishing the results of educational institutions based on the internal evaluation due to increasing COVID-19 infection rates. Likewise, a spokesperson of the ministry, Dr. Krishna Prasad Podel, said that all preparations had been completed for preventing the risk of third wave of COVID-19. This news comes to you from Bede, Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
हेलो
के गर्दैछौ
हाम्रो बिहेको सपिङको लागि आको नि बाबा मम्मीसँग
ए हो र अनि मेरो लागि के किन्दैछौ
बाबा मम्मी यति हुनुहुन्छ के सोच्नुहुन्छ होला उहाँले मलाई त कस्तो लाज लाग्छ भरे राति बोलौँ न ल
अहिले फ्री वाइफाई छ क्या अफिसमा बुझ न भरे कसरी गर्नु
मेरो हुनेवाला श्रीमानज्यूलाई यति पनि थाहा छैन कि क्या हो एनटिसीको अनलिमिटेड नाइट भोइस प्याक राति 10 बजेदेखि बिहान 6 बजेसम्म
अब रात तपाईको
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज एडिसनल 3125 न्यू केसेस अफ कोविड 19 हेभ बिन रिपोर्टेड इन नेपाल टुडे As per the data of the Ministry of Health and Population, 1,925 people recovered from the virus infection to date 12. Likewise, 23 people succumbed to coronavirus infection in the country in last 24 hours, taking the death toll to 9,898 in the country. The CPNUML Standing Committee meeting has constituted various 9 departments. Party spokesperson Pradeep Kumar Gyawale informed that the two-day meeting of the party committee held at Tulasilal Memorial Academy designated party chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli as the school department chief, leader Subhash Nemong as parliamentary department chief, and leader Bishnu Pojal as organization department chief, among others. The United Nations Population Fund has provided 1,800 units of oxygen cylinders to the government of Nepal to battle COVID-19. United Nations Population Fund's deputy representative, Dr. Hasina Begum, handed over the oxygen cylinders to the Director of Management Division under the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Bhim Singh Tinkai. And UNFA's representative to Nepal, Libna Bakhi, said UNFA would continue to support Nepal government's COVID-19 response plans together with other UN agencies. This news comes to you from Bede, Nepal. Now to some international updates. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has presented a security plan to challenge the Taliban onslaught before the country's parliament, but its details have not been made public. The Afghan army says 3 provinces in southern and western Afghanistan are facing critical security situations as fighting intensifies between the Taliban and Afghan forces. The Taliban is trying to seize provincial capitals after already taking smaller administrative districts in recent months. Meanwhile, Afghanistan's President Ghani blamed the country's deteriorating security on the United States deciding abruptly to withdraw its troops. At least 8 people have been killed in wildfires that have ripped through southern Turkey, ravaging coastal resorts and forcing tourists to flee. The blazes are reported to have been raging for 6 days. As Turkey grapples with its worst fire crisis in decades. Now the update on Tokyo Olympic medal tally. In the ongoing Tokyo Olympic, China has remained at the top with 28 gold, 16 silver and 16 bronze medals. The USA is now in the second position with 21 gold, 25 silver and 16 bronze medals. Similarly, host country Japan is in the third position with 17 gold, 6 silver and 10 bronze medals. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country with chances of heavy rainfall at 1 or 2 places of the province, 1 Bagmati province and Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Home Minister Balkrishna Khaat says government will take actions into Darsula incident based on probe committee's report. Health Minister unveils 23-point policy commitment and action plan focusing public health concerns. More than 3,100 new cases of COVID-19 reported in Nepal today. 23 corona-related deaths confirmed today itself. And Afghan President Ghani presents security plan amid growing threat from Taliban. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.